Hi, I'm Chris Finnegan, and this week's Discovery Health podcast is all about the Duggars. As you might know, the Duggars are a family in Arkansas that recently celebrated the birth of their 17th child. Discovery Health has a new special called The Duggars' Big Family Album, premiering September 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern. Here to talk with me about the program and about her beautiful family of 17 children is Michelle Duggar. How are you today, Michelle?
Doing great, Chris.
Well, I think you might be the most famous mom in America these days. How does that feel?
Oh, boy. I feel very humbled by that.
How's baby Jennifer doing?
Jennifer is doing wonderful. She is precious. She's about a month old. She celebrated her month birthday. And we all are just oohing and aahing over her and taking turns getting a chance to hold her.
Is she sleeping through the night yet?
She does really good. I'm amazed. Yeah. I mean, she's not sleeping all the way through the night, but she'll sleep a good 4-hour stretch for us. So that's a good amount.
Well, for someone who has so many children at so many different ages, is it difficult to take care of small children as well as some of the older kids at the same time?
I think the challenges of motherhood are there for any age. Of course, newborns and then toddlers will keep you very busy. The older they get, I think the easier it gets with being able to keep up with, you know, just maintaining life. But by far, I think I couldn't imagine a better way to be busy.
Your children are homeschooled. Is that more difficult for you to manage when you have a new baby to take care of?
There are definitely challenges when you're getting on a schedule with a new baby and nursing and all of those details of life, but once I'm back on my feet feeling really good, we just get into the swing of our schedule and life moves on, and so the baby just kind of goes along with us. So if we're doing spelling or math, she's right there with us, whether, you know, she's awake or nursing, and so we've just kind of, as years have gone on, we've learned how to adjust, and keeping the little guys busy, I think, is always our greatest challenge. The toddler years are the busy years for the little ones, and keeping them entertained is a challenge.
Well, you've said in the past that every delivery and every birth experience is different. How is baby number 17, Jennifer, different from past births?
Oh, my. Definitely different. I prayed for a fast delivery with Jennifer. My labors are usually longer, and so I got what I prayed for, but I wasn't expecting it. And so when my labor went quick, I was very shocked. And so I thought I was going to be in transition. I didn't know I was in transition at the time, and I was ready for an epidural because I thought, I can't do this for 6 hours. But she was born within 20 minutes, and so for me, that was the fastest ever, and I got what I prayed for, but I can definitely say when you pray for something, you better be prepared because you don't always know what to expect when you get what you pray for.
So was she right on time? Was she a late delivery? Was she early?
Well, I guess you could say technically she was 5 days late. She was past her due date, but I always say she was right on time because God is the one that calls that baby out in His timing, and so she came out just at the right time.
Were you surprised, though, that she was 5 days past when she was originally expected to appear?
I think, I normally am right around my due date. And, you know, knowing that I wasn't 2 or 3 weeks past my due date, I think, relatively speaking, that's pretty close to being, you know, right around the due date. And so I think I was, you know, of course, when you're pregnant and you're expecting a baby, you want that baby to come either on or before your due date.
So, Michelle, the birth of baby Jennifer was a worldwide event with media all over the United States and countries around the world covering it. What is it like to have the birth of a child in your family be such a huge news event?
Wow. Well, we were talking about that in our family, and we realized that Jennifer will have many pictures in her baby album from all over the place. We've received photos from other countries out of their newspapers, and it's just quite amazing to us. But we just really believe that in our heart, God has given us a love for children, and our desire is just to really share with the world that children are a gift from God, and we're just thankful for each one of them.
Obviously, as a mother of 17, you inspire many people all over the world, and you've heard from many women that say, I'm the mother of 3 children, I'm the mother of 2 children, and I find it to be challenging, and you do it with 17. What is your advice? What is your one tip that you would give moms all over the place with families large and small for being as efficient and orderly as you are?
Oh my, I would say, number one, I'm not as efficient and orderly as it may appear. It's just by God's grace every day that we accomplish whatever we get accomplished. But when I speak with other moms, I think from mom to mom, my heart is to say, enjoy your children because they grow up very quickly. Before you know it, you're looking at a toddler and you're changing diapers and doing dishes. But before you know it, you're going to be doing driver's training and they're going to be graduating, and it'll go by so fast. And I also think that these days when, you know, you're dealing with little ones, it is challenging. And anything that is worthwhile is going to be hard work. But I can't think of a better way to spend my time and my energy than investing in the lives of these children, because they are our future. And so grasp that challenge and enjoy it. Even I know many times your mom has said to me, these are the best years of our life, and we don't even realize it because it's going so quick. And it's true. They really are. These are the best years of our life. And enjoy these children while you've got them at home, because before you know it, they'll be grown.
It seems like you're always so calm and patient, and your demeanor is so serene. Do you ever get angry? Do you ever raise your voice?
Oh, my. You know, I think if anybody said they don't ever deal with anger, they're not telling the truth. Because we all struggle with that. But I know that as I've gone along, the Lord has just really shown me that my anger is not going to bring forth the right behavior that I desire to see in the lives of my children and in my own life. One of the things is years ago, he encouraged my heart to purpose to not raise my voice, but to lower it. When I feel the frustration rising in my heart, to purpose to lower my voice, because a soft answer will turn away wrath. And wrath, I think, in my own heart, you know, and catching myself. And then to be able to really communicate in love to my children, what am I really wanting them to grasp and learn and gain from this moment that I'm having to, you know, deal with them on something. And those types of things, I think you just walk through that. And as you're there, you really have to just cry out for wisdom in each situation, because there's always going to be a different scenario come up, especially with children. There's a million scenarios that come up sometimes in one day.
So from Josh, who's 19, child number one, now to child number 17 with baby Jennifer, what has been the most important thing that you've learned as you've raised these children?
Oh, I think I have realized, especially as our children have gotten older, we have adults in our home now, adult children, and I realize that really focusing that their relationship, number one, with God has to be the priority of our life, focusing, directing them in that way, and then secondly, to reach out in love to those around them and have a servant's heart. And I think when we realize, our children realize, that there is an unconditional love, that we love them no matter what, and that we're in this for the duration, you know, and we're together no matter what, that we're there for them, we're a safe place for them to share their heart. All of those things are so vital in the relationship with parent and child, and then teaching them that eventually they're going to go on from here. They're not going to be with mom and dad forever, and our heart's desire is, number one, that they love God, and number two, that they love others and reach out and serve others and have a servant's heart. If they do those two things, they're going to be a success in life.
Now that you are the parent of some adult children, how has your relationship with them changed from when they were younger?
You know, it's very interesting to have young men and young women now in our home, and I realize, you know, I spend a lot more time praying because, you know, when they're little, you can instruct them and train them and guide them, and you're right there hands-on. But as they become adults, you've already had those opportunities, and you will send them out and just pray, because I think the only soul ties that we have with our children are those things that we've really tried to pour into them and express to them. Everybody's going to make mistakes. There's not one person on the face of the earth that's perfect and will not fall and fail and make mistakes in life. But when they make those mistakes, our prayer is that they will turn their heart toward God and continue to draw closer to Him and to be willing to go back and make things right. And I think all of those things play a big part in when you're dealing with adult children, because you've got to let them spread their wings and they've got to be able to move on. And as they do that, I think I spend much more time praying for my children than I did when they were with me and, you know, little.
So the Duggars' Big Family album is your family's fourth show with Discovery Health. A lot of the children have grown up with cameras around the house. What is that like to have people in there filming you at all times?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I think at first when the camera showed up, they were very shy and timid, and they didn't quite know what to think about these big cameras and different faces, you know, in our home. But as time has gone on, the camera crew that comes in, they really are just like family. They're not an intrusion. They're very gracious when they're here. And so our children really have enjoyed having them, and they call them by name, and they climb all over them, and they enjoy being around them. And so it's become, you know, normal for them to have someone ask them a question and point a camera in their face, and they're not shy anymore. So sometimes they talk and climb and play and all of that.
So for the new special, the Duggars' Big Family album, which premieres on September 21st, is there any special scene that we should be looking for, or any footage that you think is especially compelling?
I think from the glimpse that we have seen, we haven't seen it all yet. We're kind of on the same page everyone else is waiting to see the release, but the part that we have seen some glimpses of on the YouTube is the bloopers and poopers is the one that we all just laugh and roll and laugh about, because it definitely was very funny, and that's normal life around here.
Well, I'm going to ask you the question that you've heard a million times before, but do you and Jim Bob plan on having any more children?
I would love more, and I guess we'll wait to see if that's a part of the plan. I would be thrilled to receive another little gift. They're precious, every one of them.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Michelle. And for more information on Michelle's beautiful family, check out discoveryhealth.com. And remember to watch the new special, The Duggars' Big Family Album, which premieres on September 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern on Discovery Health.